The Supreme Court has been very, very busy, and yesterday they heard oral arguments on a case coming out of a small city of Grants Pass, Oregon, which has a population of just under 40,000, but the homeless problem has reached even there. And their local law essentially banned people from sleeping with a blanket or pillow on any public land at any time. So what are cities supposed to do? Zach Smith is a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. He once joined us here in studio and now today on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you again.
Okay, so talk about the problem and sort of what you heard from the justices questioning yesterday.
Yeah, look, you're absolutely right, Jamie. This is a problem many cities around the country are confronting right now. What to do with the homelessness crisis, frankly, that's overtaking many cities. And the city of Grants Pass, Oregon, as you mentioned, passed an anti-camping law, which essentially prohibited people from sleeping outside with tents or blankets or other implements that are typically used. And this law was challenged. And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the very liberal intermediate court of appeals there on the West Coast, essentially said that Grants Pass law violated the Eighth Amendment. And so this case was appealed to the Supreme Court. As you said, the justices heard arguments on Monday. And look, I think the justices were grappling with how to think about this case. Everyone recognizes that the need for sleep is a biological necessity, but many other things are biological necessities as well. People need to be able to eat. People need to be able to use the restroom at certain points. And so the justices were really pushing the different advocates on how to draw the line. What are cities required to allow versus what can they prohibit? And certainly those challenging the law took a very expansive view of what the cities could not prohibit, while the advocate representing the city said, look, cities have to be able to address the very real health and safety concerns that many of these encampments present.
Zach, Chief Justice Roberts raised the question of whether the Supreme Court is the appropriate body to make these policy judgments regarding homelessness. What are your thoughts on the role of the judiciary versus local lawmakers and communities in addressing these types of issues in homelessness?
Well, certainly, I think local lawmakers are best positioned to deal with these issues. As one of the advocates pointed out, often, you know, cities are faced with very difficult policy choices. Every dollar they allocate to dealing with the homeless problem means there's less money likely for things like schools, libraries, public works, other very important issues that the community cares about. The other thing I'll say is, look, the Ninth Circuit, in overruling this law and in some previous cases as well, took a very novel, very expansive view of the Eighth Amendment's cruel and unusual punishments clause. They applied it in a way it really hasn't been applied before. And so one of the things that came out at oral argument is whether it was appropriate to address this law and overturn it under the Eighth Amendment, or whether there's another legal framework that would be more appropriate.
The other thing that I want you to speak to, Zach, is just the strange bedfellows aspect to this case. You've got folks like Governor Gavin Newsom from a liberal state like California saying, hey, you can't tie our hands. He's joining with conservative leaders out of Montana and Alabama. This is a unique coalition that we're seeing challenging this.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I think that goes kind of to a larger point as well, Guy. We often think of the Supreme Court based on the media coverage as being hyper-polarized, as being, you know, a left-right issue.
Yes.
And often many of the issues at the court do create strange bedfellows because of the legal issues involved. And I suspect what many communities are concerned about is the Supreme Court will essentially constitutionalize what they can and cannot do in regards to homeless policy, which would make it very difficult for local communities to address changed circumstances, to address the unique needs in their communities. And that'd be a very difficult thing to do if the Supreme Court leaves in place this Ninth Circuit decision from Grants Pass.
Part of the conversation yesterday was about maybe punishing people if they don't use available beds at shelters. But then some of the justices were questioning, well, who's going to police that? Would that again come through the courts?
Right. Well, Justice Samuel Alito in particular really made this administrability argument, and he really nailed down on the advocates on how this would work in practice. And essentially, he was making the point, are we really going to ask police officers on the street who have to deal with a lot of different issues, who have to often make very quick, time-sensitive decisions, are we going to ask them to drill down on each individual person who is homeless and ask them why they are homeless, if they have any other available resources, if they've checked the local shelters, why aren't they in the local shelters? And an issue came up. One of the plaintiffs in this case who challenged the law didn't want to go to a homeless shelter because the shelter wouldn't take her dog with her. And so the justices asked, is she really voluntarily homeless in that instance? Or could she be fined or cited under this law? And so those types of line-drawing exercises were something that really seemed to concern a lot of the justices.
And, you know, Chief Justice Roberts also questioned whether homelessness should be considered a status or a situation of conduct. How do you believe the court should approach defining homelessness in the context of constitutional protections and legal precedent?
Well, and the reason that is important is because of prior Supreme Court precedent from the 1970s. There's one case called Robinson versus California, where California tried to criminalize someone who was addicted to narcotics. And the court there said you can't criminalize someone based on their status. You can criminalize their actions, but not their status. And there was a follow-on case, the Powell case, where the Supreme Court basically said, essentially, even if someone is an alcoholic, addicted to alcohol, they could still be prosecuted for things like public drunkenness or driving under the influence, those types of crimes that resulted from their addiction. And so that's why you see those challenging the law, trying to frame homelessness as a status, because the Supreme Court has held you can't punish someone for their status, while the city and others supporting this law are trying to say that, look, we're not punishing these individuals for their status. We are holding them accountable for their conduct of what they do in public places.
Well, certainly a lot to talk about here and for them to consider. Zach Smith, Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Of course. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Coming up on JR Morning, the news of the day, including, is Joe Biden getting ready to grant amnesty to a very large group of people? You'll want to hear that next.